person is restless, a person is depressed, anxiety, problems, worry. So the fish pulling when the fish is pulling immersed in the water, then the fish really feels ease and comfortable in the water. Our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Haji Muhammad Afzal Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that his being is in the same progress in the same way. We do not immerse ourselves in the zikr of Allah. I will explain what is the zikr of Allah in accordance to what the Prophet has explained. If a person does not do so, our heart will not have that itminan, that peace, that joy, that serenity, that contentment, that satisfaction, that happiness. He says that we will be making the zikr of Allah. But certain parts of our lives, certain parts of our bodies will not be in the remembrance of Allah. As we find so common today, how many of you come and discuss with us, I must be happy, I must be content. I don't have that peace and enjoyment in my life. I'm making the zikr of Allah, I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm reading my salah and my namaz. I'm reciting the Quran Sharif. I'm attending the program of so many fine people going out the path of Allah also. But I still don't have that in me. So he explained in our and for our understanding purposes that immerse yourself. What the word immerse really means, we all understand. Fully. Really take your entire self and put ourselves in the remembrance. Then does the Isminal Rukal, then does the heart attain peace, enjoyment, happiness, serenity, and so on. What's the use of a person in making the zikr of Allah, reading the Quran Sharif, doing acts of good? A few organs of his body, maybe his mind, his heart, his hands, his feet, they could be abstaining and shunning and staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the eyes, the ears, the mouth, like it could be some other part which comes to hearing. We've been hearing from Saturday till now about the five rational beings whose full will be still make up that enter into Islam. Live your life as a Muslim totally, in totality. When it comes to our belief, our faith, when it comes to our ibadat, all our acts of worship, our mu'amalat and deen, which is so important. Ulama have mentioned to this extent approximately the commandments of the Quran and of Sharia. Approximately, 75% of the laws of Quran and Hadith pertain to Hukukul Ibad, the rights of people and deeds, Mu'amala. How important it is. A person can be making, as I said earlier, and saying again, zikr of Allah, going on the path of Allah, staying in the Khalsa, going for Hajj with Quran, dressing the correct way. Can now hold the act of worship. It comes to his deen. That is why Jari Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the person totally bent up in the day of the day. He asked the Sahaba of the Ra'anu, then the narration, then the hadith, at the Darun of Anil Mubdin. Do you know, inform me, tell me, who is a bankrupt person? I said, then the narration, Sahaba replied, Man la tira man wa la manda. Person with no wealth, no items of transaction, there among those things. Our understanding of rent and sense and other currencies. Wala manah, no goods of trading. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that who is a true bankrupt? Alladhi yati yawm al-qiyamah, بصلاة كثيرة وصيام كثيرة. ليه صياما؟ يقول كان من الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول الحمد لله بالعبد بصيام كثيرة وصلاة كثيرة لن دي روضة الفاق لن دي نوال الصلاة لن دي لكن أنا أكثر وجه ذكر الله تلاوة القرآن الكريم مني عمرة مني حج مني سنة فاتح الله مني حج وثالث يتذكر But when it came to the rights of people, شتى ما هذا ضرب هذا أكل ما هذا that verbally abuse people. This verbal abuse, as one of our ulama mentioned, has become like a verbal diarrhea in people's lives today. When you get other diarrhea, you get verbal diarrhea. A person is going to eat until he swears someone, abuses someone verbally. Every word is some word of abuse. In different forms, whether it be the vulgar language, whether it be hurting the feelings of people, shatta mahala, verbally abuse people, nara mahala, physically abuse people, so powerfully a person shows his mind. He shows his mind all the time, physically. This is my comment, this is what I gave you a test. Akira mahala, the rights of people, monuments, he devoured and took away the rights of people, wealth of people. With it being his own pain due to his death, which is so common today. To tell a person, where's my, what is due to me, 7 days, half, 30 days, 60 days, what's the person desire? You think of that? Don't trust me? So many issues are made, whereas the procrastination, the delay, although we have the wealth, we are becoming blind and becoming zulm and oppression. مَظَلُ الْوَلِيِّ مُؤْمَنْ وَقَوَ أَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَسَرَةِ Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person who has the ability to pay, but is delayed in payment, that is oppression to Islam. He is zalim, he is a oppressor, and the person who is dealing and not paying is mazloom. The person is being oppressed. And we know what is the maqam and status Allah has given to the oppressed person. There are three people who dua the negative. One of them being da'wah is mazloom. And the oppressed person's dua is prayer, his supplication, his presence. يَنْفَحُ اللَّهُ بَوْطَ الْضَمَاءِ تُفْتَحُ لَهَا اللَّهُ السَّمَاءِ وَيَقُلُّ رَبْنَ أَنْتُ رَبْنَ وَرَبْ عَلَيْهِ That the doors of the sky are open for the dua and the prayer and supplication and presence of the oppressed person. Allah Ta'ala raises that dua and prayer and supplication above the ground. وَيَكُرُ رَبْ أَلَّا هَلَا فَرَمْزَ الْبَسْرِ لَأَنْزُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْبَعْدِهِ Most certainly, I will persist. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala himself will persist and take Bala, take revenge on his behalf. وَلَوْبَعْدِهِ Even if it's been after some time. Many people feel they got away. I got away, I changed the name of my business. Time I think we hear these things. Because I want to remind us myself and all of us that I changed the name of my business. It was certain such, certain CC, certain PGY process, liquidation, satisfaction, administration, audits, and so many other audits. We will order those crooked people in the legal facility to change the name. But that doesn't make a difference in the eyes of God. But this person, foolish person, he thinks he got away. But Allah Ta'ala's promise is there, أَنْزُرَنَّكَ I will help you, definitely. I will assist you. I will take revenge on your behalf. If not now, at the same time. Person in Madrid, why am I progressing? Why I'm having so much problems, so perfect in my life, in my home, in so many other aspects? Check back. who's right to universal wisdom. So when it comes to our mu'amalat, our deeds, our mu'ashirat, our social etiquette, our akhlaq and character, deen is something that comprises all the aspects. So when we read the Islam, Allah Ta'ala remembers, encompasses all the aspects. The remembrance of Allah is encompasses, it covers, it's a conglomeration of all the different departments of deen, the remembrance of Allah. When it means the zikr that we make, and especially our Mawlana Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks, emphasizes about absolute wisdom. As I would say, that the person is doing everything, but certain aspects of his deen is not to be obedient in the remembrance of Allah. The second is why his heart, after that, does not get that happiness, that joy, that peace, that serenity, that everybody wants. So, when the zikr of Allah is made completely in every factor, every walk, every aspect of our life, then the heart will attain that true happiness and joy. One is to get rid of the zikr that we have to make every day, never leave that house. When a person leaves on the remembrance of Allah's time of his life, the person's soul then, ruh kapah, one's soul, one's ruh, one's spirit, one's inner feelings becomes weaker, they begin to starve, and we know when we starving what happens. Here the soul begins to starve. Our Shaykh Hassan Ali is always saying, zikr, zakiru madhur tarpochan. That a person is zikr of Allah, it will take humility, isn't it? Zikr, zakiru madhur tarpochan. That a person meaning the zikr of Allah, will make a person who is making the zikr, will take him to the madhur, the one whom he is making zikr of. And then it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes a way for Allah. The true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true joy, the true happiness, it opens the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why our time in this world is something so precious, so valuable. Whether it be the time of the Fajr, whether it be the time of the Asr, any time of the day, time of the Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikri. Your wife, Allah Ta'ala, advises us, especially in the Sahih, especially advice. Don't allow your wealth, a walakum, walakum, neither your children, your family, to turn your attention away, distract you from the zikr and the remembrance of Allah's time. In every form and in any activity form, walakum, in the insan of the Jesus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a hope by time and life. Four little words. T-I-M-E, S-I-F-E, time and life. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by them, that by the qasam and wine, the hope of time and life. Inna al-insana fi khusr. Most certainly, insan and human, most certainly are at loss. How much of infants? Allah Ta'ala firstly takes an oath, secondly, use the word inna. Then definitely put three emphasis, three taqeeds, like that we can explain even further, that we are all at loss in terms of appreciating our life and time in this world. Who is to be called a loser today? Anyone of us in the near, the listeners, no one in the world, rich or poor, young or old, nobody wants to be called a loser. Can be even a small child. Even a small child doesn't want to be called he or she, doesn't want to be called a loser in every aspect of their life. Reminds me of an incident. There was an elderly man, very weak, feeble person. Very, very weak, very feeble. He made this challenge one day, something came in his heart and mind. That I want to wrestle, I want to have a match, a wrestling match, with the most strongest wrestler in the world. people asked him, "Is this person will even touch you, tap you on your ear?" He said he insisted. You get certain people that have that stubbornness in them. Zid, that stubbornness in them. I want to read and I want to read. Come on, read. So he insisted. People have to listen to him with respect to age. And accordingly, the match was arranged. The electricians laughed at him. Everyone laughed at him. And then the wrestler just gave him one tap, and the person was stuck out. But what this person did, this elderly man, he just raised one of his legs. He told the people, "I'm not defeated. I'm still alive. I'm not defeated. My leg, one leg is still up. Nobody has defeated me yet." So that person understand the word of defeat. Didn't understand what is defeat. What is that loss? He insisted that he was still fine. And he can still continue with the match where he couldn't even wake up and couldn't even move. So Allah Ta'ala thinks that we with regards to our life and family and loss. But even the inanam mu'adus qalihat, wa tawasul bilhaqti wa tawasul bilsawr. When you have the quality of iman, no time to go into the details, we will do good deeds, say the zikr of Allah. Whether it be the zikr of Allah, the zikr of Muthbar, that means the positive zikr, act of worship, etc. The zikr must be especially in terms of actions of sins in our life. Inna qillah, haythama kunta. Let's say hadith, in that one portion of one of the hadith, our dear Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that ittaqil maharim takun a'zam. When you abstain from those prohibited acts that Allah has prohibited, any nearly small bit, today we make this appreciation, small guna is big guna. We always ask this question, small guna, the person gives you a small guna, a small swearing, small verbal abuse, or a big, is still the same. So whether it's small or big, do not deceive ourselves. A lot of times they will come and ask people to say, "Is this makruh or is it haram?" Is it makruh or is it haram? Especially the Prophet Sidiq Fahad, the Jews have mentioned that the difference is there is certain terminologies and certain academic discussions in regards to what the difference is haram and makruh. But both are still makruh, is still something disliked. What does makruh mean? Abominable, something disliked by Allah Ta'ala. And disliked by his beloved Prophet Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So abstain from that which is haram. Takun akbar al-nas. You will become the person who makes the best and the most ibadah and worship to Allah Ta'ala. So إِذَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. We have iman, we do good, whether it be in the positive way, doing the good, but together with that most important, abstain from haram. Our Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Afzal Rahmatullah Alayh used to stand in him, discuss his aspect of accidents from sin. How much of importance we are supposed to be giving to that in our lives? Accidents from sin is fard, is wajib, is compulsory. But how much of importance do we give to it? We come to our tahajjud, we come to the zikr, we come to tilawat of Quran Sharif, acts of worship, other acts of worship and prayer, and good deeds. We can get out happily. We wake up from the tahajjud, we read our Quran Sharif, we read the zikr of Allah, like as many other good deeds we carry in our life, charity, etc. Which are very important. It has a true importance in our life. We should be doing that all the time. But much more important than that, he emphasizes almost every message of it. For those of the eyes, the heart, the mind, which is so common today, when it comes to Hazrat Mawlana Madrasa, Dama Barakatu, time and again he mentioned this, that today the whole world is behind two things, email or female. But the right is, email meaning social media. Social media today, people, as you said, immersed in the rigor of all, people are immersed in that world. On Amusata, Dr. Kassar mentioned yesterday about a person who was looking at these messages on the WhatsApp. So apt to our situation, we looked at that and hid in his neighbor's home. And then the lady of the home, looking at her messages, served him with something to drink or eat. Then the actual owner of the house, the neighbor, comes into his house, to his own house, looking at his home. And he so immersed in what he was looking at, he said, "Sorry, I made a mistake," and he went to another home. So one night, the neighbor came into the other person's home. The woman of the home served the neighbor. And the actual person of the home came in. And he so immersed in that social media, in those circles. And then he realized he, in fact, confessed by mistake that he went to his own home, but he made a mistake, he thinks he made a mistake, and he went out of his home. But we're so immersed in that. Social media, we are so immersed. That Facebook, think how I'm going to paint my book, my Nami Ahmad book of paint with you. That Twitter that has made us, the parochial English, you say, made us put, like poor people to be. That Instagram, instantly, as my grandson has made the day of town. That is Instagram. I must change my status. I must show what I'm being. I must be boastful of what I'm being, where I am, what I'm meaning. Then we complain after that, why I'm not happy in life. Nazar has affected me. Evil eye has affected me. Somebody's sick and dark has affected me. Somebody's jealousy and hate has affected me. When we are so avowed, we are so clear, we are so ostentatious in our life, with whatever we are doing, small or big. Today, when we turn the person big, we are living in things. I moved this way, I moved that way, I went this road, I went this way, and we are being boastful of what we are being. What then do we expect from us? So, Al-Ladina Amanu Wa'amilu Salihah, they have good deeds. Whether it be the social media, the female, whether it be the female, whether it be that a person is involved in an illicit relationship, whether it be with a male to male or female to female, or whether it be male to female or female to male, today the list has increased in different forms of illicit relationships. So a person has iman, does good deeds, tawassu bil haqq wa tawassu bis sabr. That encourage one another to do good and encourage one another to abstain from haram. When you do this, you will not be losers, you will not be at loss. So the second element of the verse is now, from the beginning to now, what I was discussing the aspect of the zikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah in all forms, without wasting our lives in this world. Especially those verses that have the so-called leisure time, holiday time now, in the days to come, the next approximately 3 to 4 weeks or a month. Let us not be losers in terms of our life. We heard about an incident yesterday. First, people were traveling, or people were involved in preparation for their own daughters in nikah and marriage. And then we find the nikah had to take place when the mother had passed away on her. Whether it be the car accident, whatever the cause be, it's all excuses. But before it's too late, that mother was born to be at our law. Wallahi wa akhira Allah, nafsan ila ajal. Allah has never delayed, never ever, not one breath. But one second, you will be given an extension of life. Our Shaykh Abdullah always say, I think there is in the Gita. Strength is the seed of life. Now I will be higher, now how will I extend it? Duration unknown, I cannot be extended. Life, the Gita of life cannot be extended. Before it's too late, let us not be losers. Let us immerse ourselves to gain the serenity, peace, contentment, happiness, joy. Immerse ourselves. Fully, completely, every aspect of our life, our beliefs, our acts of worship, our dealing, our social living and ethics of life, every aspect of our life, every aspect of the world, and inshallah, by virtue, we will appreciate this life over time, and together with that, we will attain the certainty, the peace, and joy. I conclude with one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which says that the person who makes the fikr of Allah, he's like the person alive. And the person who doesn't make a fikr of Allah, in every form, in any form, he's like the person who is dead. Choose where you want to be, from the people that are alive, from the people who are spiritually dead. You can be alive, how to be, like Ashab al-Kahf. تحتهم إقامة ورقود. When the people used to see them, if a person had a fever, they looked awake, but in reality they were sleeping. So today we could be the doctor. We are not concerned and not worried that the rivers of Allah have them all the time. Increase our zikr of Allah in every form of every form. Inshallah, by doing so, we'll be from those who are alive and migrants of our lives. And with the day that this dinar of Allah, that serenity, that happiness, that peace, that joy of Allah.